The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show.
It's Monday Gun Day with the Gun Guy.
Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
Guy Rilford.
Stop calling your arms guns.
The Hammer and Nigel Show, 93 WIBC.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. The Gun Guy, Guy Rilford, Second Amendment attorney and licensed firearms instructor and host of the Gun Guy Show. Weekends here on 93 WIBC, joining us live in studio. Gun Guy, how are you?
Good, man. It's always good to see you guys. I always look forward to Gun Day Monday.
Yeah, man. I understand you have a bit of breaking news you wanted to mention here right off the bat.
Well, we do, and I think it's going to generate a lot of interest, but I very proudly filed a lawsuit today in federal court in the Southern District of Indiana here in Indianapolis, where my client, I'm working in conjunction with some other very, very, very fine lawyers, including a gentleman named Todd McMurtry, who was involved in the Nick Sandman litigation and against CNN and others. I'm sure you remember that, yeah. And that's ongoing litigation. But as a team, we filed a lawsuit on behalf of DeJour Mercer, and I'm sure you recognize that name. He's a heroic IMPD officer who was involved in a chase of a guy named Drayshawn Reed. Yeah. You guys know that name well. And after now, as documented by the Indiana State Police in a very, very thorough report, where Drayshawn or Sean Reed got out of his car and was firing shots at officers, including DeJour Mercer, he heroically defended his life, defended other officers' life, defended his community, and you would think that would be it, but of course it's not. There's been a lawsuit filed, for instance, by the family against him and IMPD and others. But what also happened, and this was mystifying to a lot of us, is, you know, the NFL came out with a social justice campaign, and I think they called it the Say Their Name campaign, and they were talking about honoring victims of police misconduct. And, you know, victims of social injustice.
They were putting the names of these people on cleats, and it was on social media, right. And a lot of productions the NFL was behind.
Victims, right? And they included Drayshawn Reed in that. And so what you'll see in the complaint when you go through it, and there are links and pictures, and it's all incredibly well documented, but you'll see where they said that Drayshawn Reed died because of an act of police misconduct. And if you're the officer involved in that, you know, what effect does that have on your life? And for instance, he hasn't been able to live in his home for a long time. And he's had any number of other effects, including any number of death threats. And by the way, this is a black man. This is a black man who heroically defended his community and his fellow officers and his own life. And then to get caught up in this social justice campaign. And nobody's criticizing NFL for wanting to promote, you know, racial equality and social justice. Okay, fine. No one's criticizing that. But if you're going to do that, get it right. If you're going to do that, don't ruin a man's life by making false accusations that he committed something as incredibly profound and important and devastating to his life as police misconduct. You're a police officer. There's an obligation there, and frankly, there's a legal obligation to get it right. And the NFL got it wrong, and we think in Indianapolis or a Southern District of Indiana, since we're in federal court, we think a local jury is going to have a lot to say about that.
So are you suing the NFL?
Yeah, we're suing the NFL.
Okay.
So it's NFL Officer Enterprises. It's NFL Enterprises LLC, and they're an affiliate, a subsidiary, if you will, of NFL that put this campaign together and disseminated it. And it was everywhere. It was on TV. It was on Twitter. It was on Facebook. I mean, you couldn't get away from it.
I remember the tweet because we had talked about that, because this was long after that press conference that the police did where they broke down frame by frame the video that
existed.
Right,
that's the point. Exactly. No, yeah, I'm really glad you raised that, Jason, because all that information was absolutely available to the NFL, right? That there's no way this was police misconduct, that it was absolutely a justified shooting. And, you know, as the guy who teaches the law of self-defense to a lot of lawyers here in Indiana, I've been engaged in this for several decades, you know, I looked at that shooting from day one and said, oh, this is an absolutely clean shoot. Well, with all that information available, how do you go out with a televised campaign, a broadcast campaign over social media and otherwise, and say that a man is guilty of something, again, as egregious as police misconduct with racial overtones when he's a black man who's a hero? That's outrageous to me. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be involved. I've gotten to know DeJour to some degree. I had some strong words to say about the attorneys who came out and said things publicly, who are representing the family of Drayshawn Reed. Yeah. And after that, you know, DeJure reached out to me and he said, man, I really appreciate some things you said on the air. And I've got to know the man a bit. And he's a hero. He's not only a hero, he's just a great guy. And to know how devastated he was by this, I think, incredibly irresponsible conduct, I'm just glad to be involved. I'm really honored to be involved.
Did Officer Mercer feel like the Colts kind of threw him under the bus here?
Well, there was a player, and this is in the complaint, by the way, very well documented. There was an A player who said, yeah, I'm going to have a decal with his name. I believe on his helmet is what how it was announced. And then ultimately, I think Jimmy Irsay got involved and said, no, we've looked into this, and that's not going to happen. So there's one owner, you know, right here locally who looked into this and said, hold on, we're not going to throw this guy under the bus. Yet the NFL continued even after that to go out there, including Drayshon Reed's name in this whole campaign. And that's that to me is unforgivable. And that's why, I mean, I don't just run to the courthouse every time I want to point a finger or claim an injury on behalf of a client. But this one I feel really, really good about because DeJure really is deserving of some justice.
What is Officer Mercer asking for? I mean, justice, of course, but I mean, is there a financial?
Oh, there's no number involved. Nige, it's a great question. But I mean, this is one where you say to a jury, you say, look, this is what happened. Here are the facts. Here's the effect it's had on my life and my family, and, you know, my professional life. You tell me. And, you know, to me, and I like that. I think that's okay. A responsible way to do it. I've never been a fan as someone who has filed lawsuits for, you know, a monetary amount to come out and say, oh, well, we're suing for X million dollars. That doesn't mean anything because at the end of the day, the jury can and should award what's full and fair and adequate compensation for a victim of someone's misconduct in this case of their defamation. And I'm totally comfortable as are the other people on the team. Because again, there are some incredibly fine lawyers on this where I'm acting as local in Indiana counsel. But you know, we are all as a team very comfortable turning to a jury and say, you tell us.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we got the gun guy here, Guy Relford. He is part of the legal team that has filed a lawsuit against NFL Enterprises, mm-hmm. in essence the NFL, for lack of a better choice of words here, smearing the name of Officer DeJure Mercer. DeJure Mercer, thank you, in regards to the Drayshon Reed shoot.